love this week every single year as we turn it over to you and your spooky stories of the unexplained and the supernatural. Kelly, you want to go ahead with Jesse's?
Jesse texted us a story. I was sitting in my recliner at home one day.
Mm-hmm.
Live on a farm where nobody is ever walking by.
Sure.
A girl with long blonde hair walked past my window, and when she got to my daughter's room, my daughter's password journal went off by itself, and I looked out the window. Nobody was there.
Gone.
Wow.
Like vanished.
This ghost girl just stole all the passwords and left.
Left.
Yes. Vanished.
Rob said I was renting a room, and I'd hang out with the family in the living room. One night, see a shadow pass at the end of the hall. I was like, what was that? Daughter replies, that's just Toby. Who's Toby? She says, oh, it's our family ghost. Wherever we move, Toby shows up.
What?
Okay.
Toby's
then.
Been moving with them?
I haven't ever heard of that.
I have in the Paranormal Activity movies.
Well, I've heard, so like I always heard, and you know, Kelly, we've been doing this week for years and year, over
years
a decade.
And years and
yeah,
years.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. Yes. And so everything that I've heard is like, okay, once you
it
move,
stays with the house.
Yes, exactly. It stays with the house. It stays in place. It
Not
doesn't,
Toby. Toby likes that family. Toby's moving with the family.
Doesn't move with the family.
Toby's coming.
Oh, my.
At some point, are we going to give Toby a room? Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, Toby, this is your room.
My goodness.
It's a little small, but you don't have a lot of space, so.
You don't have a lot of stuff.
You don't have a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Tammy says, my ghost story is sweet.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I was a single mom struggling. Mm-hmm. I was at the end of my rope. Mm. I just kind of felt like giving up.
Mm.
I was by myself one day when I felt like I was given an enormous bear hug. And heard my grandpa tell me everything would be okay. Don't give up.
Oh, wow.
My grandpa passed away 6 years ago, but
ooh.
I swear he was there, and I haven't given up.
Aw, Tammy, that is sweet.
That gave me chills.
Yeah, that is a good story. All right. Michael.
I bought a medieval sword from a couple. They had bought it off the dark web.
Uh-huh.
And in my home, I hung it up, and everything started happening. Black entity. Got hit in the thigh with a picture frame, and my girlfriend got hit in the face with a pendulum clock that was on my wall.
So Michael, so you were saying this was like an old sword. Did you do any research on where that sword may have come from?
No, I collect knives and swords, and I just thought I was getting a good deal because a couple sold it to me for $25, and they acted like they were in a hurry, you know, to get rid
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now we know why.
I feel like it's like Jumanji, you know, that getting rid of the box Jumanji, bury it, and then someone else finds it like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they passed it on. I think they knew what they were doing, but I think they were scared. Maybe they had kids or something, and they passed it on.
Oh, wow.
I wrote a book on Amazon. Called When Demons Pray, and so, yeah, it was a demonic entity. So.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Crazy. All right, well, Michael, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yes.
I mean, when you get that too-good-to-be-true deal on a sword on the...
$25 on the dark
on
web.
On the dark web.
What could go wrong?
I know, right?
maybe
the first clue is you're shopping for swords on the dark web.
On the dark web. Maybe we switched to more like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. or Temu. Or Amazon Temu. Prime. Or something else.
We're going to assume that if you get it from Amazon Prime, it's demon-free.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Michael. We didn't mean to laugh at you. We were laughing with you.
He wrote a book.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, if you've got a story, we're going to continue with Horror Week here on 99.7 AJX, 502-795-1997. More of your stories on the way. Every year, this week, we turn the show to you, your spooky stories of the unexplained, the supernatural. Michelle said when we were kids, family lived in a charming old farmhouse. Aw. We loved exploring all its dusty corners, climbing the apple tree in the backyard, but our favorite thing was the ghost.
The ghost?
We called the ghost Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, my sister and I would wake up and On each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried we might get thirsty at night. She just wanted to take care of us.
How sweet.
Among the house's original furnishings was a antique wooden chair, which we kept against the living room's back wall where whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd move it to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall because Mother just wanted to be near us.
Oh, how sweet.
Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow.
Oh.
She'd killed her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed.
What?
Then she hung herself.
Oh my gosh!
The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam.
Oh my god, oh my gosh!
Beneath her, knocked over, was that same old wooden chair.
Oh my gosh.
Placed precisely in the
center of the room. Oh my god!
The room.
Oh my lord, she wasn't trying to take care of you. She was reenacting her life. Oh
my god. I cannot.
No, 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 no.
I cannot.
No, no.
I cannot.
Oh no. Oh wow.
Okay. Okay.
That is.
That wake you up?
Chilling.
Yeah, that wake you up?
Oh, I've got all the tinglies in all the places.
Oh, wow. Shoot. All right.
She just, in case we got thirsty. No, she's trying to poison you like she did her children. Oh, my God.
Poison you.
Wow.
That is not a just caring mother. Well, I don't know.
She just wants to be part of the game. She's moving that to
maybe.
No, that's where she died.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Hey, by the way, good storytelling. My goodness.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Corinne.
So I recently brought this up to my mother. Growing up, we had a ghost in our house. My parents were split, so for a long time, my mom thought I kept leaving all the cabinet doors open. And then one night when I was at my father's house, she went in there, and all the cabinet doors were open, and she finally told me she believed me it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. But this ghost would stand at the end of my bed and watch over me, and she'd see him every once in a while. Well, I hadn't seen him in several years, and I asked my mom the other day, so have you ever seen Gary come around recently? She goes, every once in a while he visits me. And I told her I think she was attached to him, or he was attached to her, not necessarily the house we lived in, because he's followed her the entire time, until after I moved out.
So,
and his name is Gary?
Well, we named him Gary. Growing up, he was really funny. He would just move things, like throw things across the room, and, you know, things would be moved. But,
he's throwing things across the room, and it's funny?
Well, it was small things. Like, we weren't in the room. We would go in there and find a move and look at each other and go, Gary's at it again.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
So you never felt, like, threatened or in harm's way around Gary?
No. He would always, like, when I was sleeping, he would stand over my bed and watch over me. My mom said she'd see every once in a while, which, you know, spooked her and she'd walk out real fast. But, no, he never really harmed us. Wow. You know, and I haven't had any experiences since I've moved out. So I brought it up since it's just Halloween.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, every once in a while. I said, you know, he's probably attached to you. She goes, oh my God, don't say that. Don't say that. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow.
But yeah, he was always a friendly ghost. He was, you know, kind of, I don't know if he's specifically like a family member or just, you know what, specifically, but yeah, he kind of was like a protective ghost, we thought.
That might be interesting to do a little research on, you know?
Yeah.
I would like, but you know what? If it's attached to her, she'd never fall for it.
Well, Corinne, thank you for the story. That's great.
That's fascinating.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. I listen to you all the time. Love you.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
Love you back.
Love DJX. Bye.
All right. Bye. Amy said, my newly built home is haunted.
Okay.
She says, we've had pictures thrown at us.
Oh, gosh.
Pool balls. Tugs on our shirts. The most alarming is hearing someone call out our names. Like, if we're downstairs, I'd hear my husband call my name, even though he wasn't home.
Shut your mouth. The ghost is calling them by name?
Thinking maybe he'd gotten home, I'd go upstairs, and nope, no one. My son, in his room with the door closed, and he said he heard someone running, and then something slam into his bedroom door. Creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a newly built home. Amy, that's crazy.
That is nuts. Right. And then we got a text, Lexi from L.A., she sent a picture of a clock. She said, I woke up one night and my angel numbers are 222.
Oh.
And on my clock, it was 222. I was like, oh, let me take a picture of that. I woke up right on my time. And then I took a picture of it, went back to sleep. Then I woke up in the morning, looked back at the picture. I noticed that someone is sitting at the end of my bed.
What?
And my sister's best friend passed away maybe a month before this picture, and we were just talking about her that night.
Oh, wow.
And for a while, I was like, oh, she's sitting there like she came to visit us. But then I looked deeper at the picture and noticed that it was actually one of my friends that passed away when I was 18. He was 16, and he passed away in that shirt.
Oh.
You can see out of the mark of an eight ball. He was wearing this little satchel backpack across his chest, and you can also see that in the picture. Okay, I'm kind of...
It's
a dark picture. It's tough to see.
I'm trying to look and see if I can see what she's describing, but I can't. I can only see 222.
Yes, I can see an outline, but I can't make out
what it is.
Goodness.
Yeah, anyway, so, wow, good story.
Wow,
Thank you, Lexi.
It when you can capture evidence on film.
All right, if you've got a story, we're doing this all week. We'd love to share your story of the unexplained with Horror Week.